Hello, everyone, and thanks for listening to Fired Up with CJ on the Transformation Talk Radio Network on our four-part series on gratitude. Happy Thanksgiving, Ragini, and
happy Thanksgiving
thanks for
to
being
you too.
Here.
Thank you.
So, you know what I love about Thanksgiving is it's one of those non-commercial holidays that it's really just about, it is just about gratitude and love and being with family. And it's one of the few times in life where we're like, thank you for bringing this turkey, you know, thank you mashed potatoes for, you know, for being born, you know, it's like, you know, so we thank all those things. And then we finally say like, thank you for, you know, for having a house over heads. Thank you for friends for being here. And so, you know, we really, it's only one time during your, and thank goodness there's just one time during your, because it'd be awful if there weren't. But how do we get this? So what we're going to do today is talk about how we get this on a daily basis. We have Ragini here, a spiritual coach, teaching us how to have an attitude of gratitude daily.
Well, one of the one of the ways that works. One of the ways that works to do this is, of course, to have a gratitude journal. And I think Oprah made that quite popular a while back. Now, in my case, I recommend having a gripes and gratitude journal so that you first write down all the things that you're pissed off about that happened today that you are not happy about and nor grateful for.
Right.
And then whatever number of those you wrote down, you need to write down an equal and balancing number of gratitudes. The reason I suggest that is because when you try to push gratitude onto yourself as if you didn't have a hard day, it doesn't really open your heart as much as if you relieve yourself of the negativity that you have about what happened in the day, and then go ahead and put in the positive. You know, be grateful for whatever. Doesn't have to be the same thing. It could be something different. But it creates a balance in your system, which then allows gratitude, once again, has an easier time emerging if you're balanced.
Right.
If you just, you know, are saying, I'm not going to be ungrateful today. I'm going to be grateful. Let me write in my journal. Well, let me see. I was grateful for this, and I was grateful for mom, and I was grateful for my boss who smiled at me today, and I was grateful for the fact that I, you know, my fish and my sandwich hadn't gone sour already. And those are fine, but that's very much from the mind.
Right.
So when you do the negative first and then you do the gratitude, you do your griping and then you do the gratitude, it tends to come more from your heart because you've released the negativity.
Right, so
out
from
of
an
your
authentic
system.
Place versus kind
more
of a
authentic.
Forced place where you're like, I got to be grateful for three things, you know, and try to write it down.
Right, and then it has a tendency to come, what you write has a tendency to come from your heart rather than your head. Is
no,
that
look,
your dog?
It's our dog. It's my electronic dog saying hello.
Oh my gosh, it wants to.
Thank you. I'm so gracious for my electronic dog known as my iPhone saying hello. Gracious. Pray to the iPhone. Okay, so tell us this journal that where you write three gripes and, you know, equal number of gripes and things that you're grateful for. Did you use this yourself? Because you said that you actually shifted. Yeah. So is that what you use?
Oh, yes. I gave myself permission to be the negative, skeptical, nasty little person that I was in my mind. Mm-hmm. And I just allowed it to be there. And then I said, okay, now I'm going to balance it. And I was much easier to find things to be grateful for once I had acknowledged and accepted and expressed in a non-hurtful way, right, with awareness, with consciousness, the things that I was feeling, you know, negative about. So, yeah, it made a huge difference.
And how did you say in the previous segment it changed your life? How did it change your life?
If you happen to be someone like me who had become so skeptical and so cynical about life being a good thing, all right, because I was very caught in my personal stories about my angst and my difficulties in life, and I believe they were the absolute truth. Right. And I never, when you get very much into that, you cease to see the positive. And if you do see it, you kind of snort at it and say, well, that's just the way you're looking at it. You're just being a Pollyanna. Life is really pretty bad.
Right.
Right. So I was really out of balance in terms of being able to actually be positive. I actually was, a part of me was just pushing it away and saying being positive was a Pollyanna ridiculous attitude. Right. Now, what I've learned is being positive is the only way to live in this absurd journey called life and be happy and centered and peaceful.
Yeah.
Being positive and being grateful is what it takes to be able to see this experience for what it is and not just have the perspective from your mind and its story. There's this perspective from your heart, which is what gratitude opens.
Right. So it actually balances your mind, which is, you know, kind of raving on about, it's like, oh, it's such a crappy day. And like, oh yeah, sure. They're saying that, like, it's a beautiful day, you know, not that I'm sarcastic at all. Just mind you.
And also let me add that even though I've been doing this for many, many, many years, right, I still have those thoughts. They're not as strong, and I don't take them very seriously.
What happens when you come up with one of those? Like, oh, please.
I feel it. I let it be there, and then I go for the gratitude.
Maybe write it in your gripe thing, like, oh, please.
Yes.
Oh, get a please. Grip.
Here we are. We're going into Pollyanna land once again, right? Or I say to myself, oh my goodness, I'm becoming one of those really to the extreme new age spiritual people.
Yeah.
Where everything is all about the light.
Yeah.
And that is not what I'm about. I'm about balancing the light and the dark that live inside of you. And once you do that, the real gratitude that rests in your heart as a natural capacity for being alive arises.
Mm. Beautiful. Okay. So, what do you do when you really, I mean, how do you, I can't even read my own question. My question is, because these are new behaviors and patterns that you're going to be, I'm grateful for being able to write this question. And I'm grateful now that I can come up with reading the question. So the question I have has to do with, you know, your behavioral change person.
Specialist,
how do you, I mean, so aside from writing this journal, how else would you start changing your habits?
Well, I think one of the things that you just can't get away from is meditating.
Oh, God, I hate when you say that.
And I'll tell you
why. It's
a very simple reason. I'm not even going to give you highfalutin spiritual reasons.
Okay.
The simple practical reason for meditation is it gives you the capacity. It builds the skill. You tone up the mental muscle of being able to step back from your mind's story and its perception and get whatever's happening from a different perspective, from a different point of view. Without that, it is very difficult to fall or rise into your heart.
Right.
You simply have to live with your mind as being your sole source of information. And that is a very unhappy, unpleasant, uncentering place to live from 24/7.
Right.
It's necessary. It's useful. Mind is good. But if it's your only source of data, if it's your only source of how to look at what's going on, then you're going to be unhappy.
Right. And so that answers, I think, the next part of the question I have. So if you're not really feeling really that grateful, it's actually, you know what I mean? Because sometimes you're not really feeling grateful.
Of course.
You're like, oh, God, you know, it's raining, XYZ happened. Like, oh, I'm so grateful dirt fell all over, you know, I just spilled my coffee all over me. I'm so grateful, you know? So here's what I'm hearing you say, or like, I just lost my, and that's actually a minor thing, but you know, people who lose their jobs, they've actually lost someone. And I think it's irritating when you talk to people having lost, you know, something or been in a period of transition when someone says, well, look on the sunny side. You're like, well, you know, screw you. Like, you so don't want to be there. You'd be writing like pages and pages of gripes, honestly.
You don't have to write. The point of a gripes and gratitudes journal is simply to write down a few things every day to get in the habit of reminding yourself that there's a balance to be found.
Right.
As you go through your day, the more often that you can realize that you're in your mind and you're looking at how things could be better, right? Which is, by the way, one of the difficulties of being human is that we're designed to always want things to be better because we're dreamers.
Yeah, but like, let's say someone died and you want, you know.
Well, let me give you a real life example.
Okay.
I have a sister who just had to have her leg amputated because of diabetes. And she is a phenomenal example of a woman who is incredibly inspiring. Now, this is a life-changing event that it was amazingly difficult to deal with. And she really had no idea that it was going to be as life-changing as it is, because it takes up every moment of her life to deal with herself in a wheelchair now. And unable, everything has changed. She works with that every day. She gets incredibly negative, incredibly pissed off, incredibly sad, incredibly depressed. And every time she's aware she's there, she comes back and she says, wait a minute, let me find out what can I be grateful for today. She makes a conscious effort to balance the difficulties of her life transition, which are very real, with a perspective and attitude that allows her to come back to the moment, because that's the only way you can really live life fully is in the moment, not in your head about how awful this is. And that's, the mind is always about life. It's always a description of life, a judgment of life. Life by itself, you can simply be present to, and there is always something in it that is so amazing that you simply are a little bit quiet on the inside, which is where the peace comes from. And that's lets you accept whatever's going on in your life that's not so pleasant, like losing your leg, for example. I mean, that's a major life transition.
When you asked her, what are the kinds of things that she thinks about and that she's grateful about in those times of difficulty?
She looks out the window and she's grateful that she can see the leaves on the trees. She opens the window and she can feel the wind on her cheeks. And those are two simple examples of something that she does that allows her to remember that she is glad to be alive. Because when she looks at that and says, am I ready to give this up? You know, this breeze, these beautiful sights. No, she's not in her heart, because this is the gift of being, that she's in it, and it's tough and it's hard and it's difficult. But she's such a beautiful example of someone who says, you know, I'm here, I'm alive, and this is my challenge.
Yeah.
This is my challenge. How do I deal with that? Well, if you're grateful that you're alive and you have a challenge, it changes the way you relate to the challenge.
Beautiful story.
Yeah,
she sounds like an incredible person.
That she is.
All right. So much gratitude to you, Ragini, for being here. I'm Ragini Michaels, an internationally recognized speaker in behavioral change and author of a book now on Amazon. Yay! We're grateful.
Pre-order it now. I'll be grateful.
Unflappable 6 steps and staying peaceful and happy no matter what. Stay with us to find out more on gratitude when in the next segment of our 4-part series today, we'll look at how to deal with real life scenarios related to gratitude. If you miss any part of the show, look us up later by going to iTunes or at www.firedupwithcj.com. Thanks for listening.